The scripture lesson this morning is from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2. We will read verses 1 to 2 and then 6 to 14. It's found on page 358 in the Pew Bible if you would like to follow along. 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 to 2 and 6 to 14. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. When Elijah said to him, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took the cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left. And he crossed over. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us bow our heads in prayer. We thank you, O Lord, for your presence here with us. We thank you that you speak to us, even now, through the words that have been written long ago, and through the words that are going to be proclaimed. Give us ears to hear, that your words will touch us in our hearts, in our minds, touch our lives, so that we can be strengthened, we can be encouraged, we can be empowered to live as your children in this world. We thank you, O Holy Spirit, for being here and working with us, within us, and through us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I was hoping the children would be here because I was going to play with them. It's part of our message. But since they are not here, let us think about the upcoming Olympics. That's in 3 weeks now, is it?
August.
Is it August? Oh, so it's about a whole month. The Olympics is coming up, and I saw on TV that they were doing what's the word? They were doing this gymnastics thing to decide qualifying. Sorry, thank you. Yeah, so they were doing all these qualifying events for gymnastics, for golf, for all the subjects of the sports that are being played during the Olympics. And I mean, you've heard the story, you know, so many times that all of these athletes who prepare for Olympics, right? They basically prepare for it 2 days, 1 week, year. Yeah, they've been basically preparing for their whole lives. And how many hours do they practice in every day? A lot, right? 5 hours, 7 hours, 9 hours. You know, going to the Olympics is not a small thing. And in order for them to get there, they had a persistence of practicing and working at it and perfecting their sports. Spirituality, in a way, is very similar that way too. See, spirituality is not something that we just come to church and you know, every weekly, monthly, we come and we cannot expect that we're going to be that good spiritually. It means, you know, coming to worship, did you know, is also you're practicing. You're practicing your spirituality. It's part of the practice that helps you get better spiritually. So what does it mean to get better spiritually?
Breakfast?
Practice. Okay. So what does it mean to get better spiritually? It means that we're growing closer to God in relationship, closer to God in knowing who God is, closer to God that my heart connects with God's heart. And so coming to worship is part of that practice. And so I guess one of the questions that I would like all of us to think about is, what do you really want in your spiritual life, in your faith journey? What is it that you are looking for, or what is it that you are working towards? Just these, all of these athletes who come to Olympics, they have a goal, right? They have a goal, and their goal is the gold medal. And for that, they work, and they practice, and they work some more, and practice some more. So I'd like you to think about, what is it that you want in terms of your spiritual journey? What are you working towards? If you don't have anything specific you have so far, maybe what is it that you want to work towards from here and on? Elijah is at the end of his life, his ministry life, and it's about time. The time is now where the changing of the guard is to take place. Elijah had, I guess, like a protege or understudy named Elisha, who's been working with him, learning from him. And Elisha knows that Elijah is now about to be taken up to heaven, and so there isn't much time. Elijah is now moving to the place, location, where he's going to be taken up from Gilgal, which is kind of on the closer to the west coast. He says, okay, the Lord is calling me. I need to go. Why don't you stay here? Elisha says, no, 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 teacher, I want to come with you. So they walk to Bethel. And then when they reached Bethel, Elijah says, okay, Elisha, now you stay here. I must go to Jordan because God is calling me to Jordan. Elisha says, no, 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 I want to come with you. So they go to Jordan together. And then at Jordan, Elijah says, okay, I need to go across the river. Why don't you stay here? And Elijah still insists to come with Elijah. I want to come with you because I want to be with you to the end. There's a Jewish blessing that says, may you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. It's a blessing for those disciples or the students. Tells them, may you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. What that means is that in the dry, arid region Israel is, when one walks, you know, you kick up dust behind you. And how close do you have to follow in order for you to be covered with the dust? How close do you think you have to follow? Very close, right? We're not talking 3 feet behind or 5 feet behind. We're talking very close in order to be covered in your rabbi's dust. It means that as you learn from your rabbi, your teacher, means that you're going to learn, you're going to watch so carefully, you're going to imitate, you're going to do everything so closely so that you can learn everything you can. So Elijah was following Elijah literally that close because Elisha wanted to be a good prophet like Elijah. Elisha wanted to learn everything he can. And so finally, when they came to Jordan River and to the place where Elijah was going to be taken up in a whirlwind, Elijah finally says, okay, Elisha, what do you want? What a great question. What do you want? And Elijah says, I want double portion of your spirit. Whatever you have, I want double that so that I could be a good prophet for God. Elijah says, I don't know, you're asking awful a lot. You're asking a lot, right? But if you see me taken up, then it will be yours. If you don't see me, then all is lost. Just then, the fire of the chariot and the horses of fire come swooping down, takes up Elijah, and takes him up into the heaven. And the story is that Elijah saw him taken up, and he had received the power to continue the ministry, to bring the Israelites back to God. As I said before, all of us who are on this spiritual journey, we don't just go because the road is right there. We are on this journey with the goal in mind. So what do you want? What is your goal as you are on this spiritual journey? Elijah, when he set out from Gilgal, he had a goal. So in order for us to be like Elijah with the persistence in pursuing Elijah to receive what he needs, there are two D's that we need to remember. The first D is desire. The first D is the desire. Elijah had the desire to receive the double portion of the Spirit so that he can do what God is requiring him to do. Paul had the desire, and he writes that his goal is to reach the goal where he feels like he is captivated by Christ. He says, I don't look for anything else, but I focus on that goal, and that's the only goal that I'm headed towards. And he says, He says, this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul had a desire to be like Christ. And that's all he worked for, strived for throughout his life. What is your desire? The psalmist says that just like a deer pants for the water, so my soul longs for you. The psalm writer had the desire to be with God so much, just like the deer panting for the water. What is your heart's desire? In what ways or how close do you want to be close to God? Or do you want to know God? Or do you want to relate to God? So desire is the first thing we have to have, identify. Once we have the desire, then the second D that will help us to achieve or get there is discipline. For Elijah to stay in Gilgal, it was probably easier. He didn't have to do anything, just stay where he is. Lounge around, watch TV, you know, eat ice cream if it's hot. That's all he needed to do. For him to follow Elijah, to walk to Bethel, and then from Bethel to Jordan, we're talking a long journey, walking all day in the hot beating sun. Oftentimes we have the temptation to stay where we are. Well, I've been coming to church all my life, and I like my church community, and I feel good where we are. So why do I have to do anything? Can I just not stay here? You can, but it means that you are not moving on, moving forward, getting closer to where we need to be. So the discipline is a part where we regimentedly pray, read the scripture, worship, serve, tell others about Jesus. All of these are basically what will help us to achieve our desire to know Christ, to grow closer to God. So what's the first D?
Desire.
And the second D?
Discipline.
Is discipline. And these are the two ingredients that are absolutely required for us as disciples of Jesus Christ to continue to move forward in our journey. A stone cutter is hammering away at a rock. He's been hammering it for 100 times Nothing happens. And he hammers some more. And then at one point he hits it and the rock splits. Now we all know that it wasn't that one hit that split the rock, but all of those hundreds of hammering before that made the rock to split. In a way, our spiritual life is so much like that. If we want to experience God's presence, if we want to know God closer, better, it doesn't happen just naturally. It needs the practice of hammering away 100 times, 200 times, of praying, of reading and meditating on the scripture, of coming to worship, of serving others, and evangelizing. All of those are hammering away at our desire to know God. And for some reason, it happens in those serendipitous moments. So God asks you, what do you want me to do for you? What is your heart's desire? Stefan and Eric, there's a color strip on the table. If you could please pass them out, one to each person. Right now. As the strip is coming, I would like you to really think about what is it that you want in your spiritual journey. And I'm going to ask you in a moment to write it on this piece of strip, because that will be your prayer. What your heart's desire is your prayer to the Lord. So, God asks you, what is your heart's desire? What do you want me to do for you? Perhaps we can all respond like Elijah, give me a double portion of your spirit. Or whatever the Holy Spirit is moving your heart to say. I'd like you to pray about it. Take a moment and then write it on your prayer strip. And if you need a pen, please raise your hand. Or there are pencils on the pews. Anybody need a pen? Yep, write down what is your heart's desire. What is it that you want in terms of your spiritual journey? If you have written down your desire, then the next thing I would like you to write is, what is one thing that you will do as part of your discipline, especially during the next few months in the summer season, so that you can move towards your desire, your goal? We are entering the summer months, and it is my prayer that with the rising temperature and heat, may your desire for God remain hot and persistent in pursuing after God's heart, so that the summer will be a growing season for you in your spiritual journey. Amen. I hope that you will take the strip and put it somewhere special so that it will remind you of your desire and your discipline for throughout the summer.